Hi, welcome to the Integrative Health Podcast with Dr. Jen Flegar. This podcast is meant to educate and empower about important health topics. Dr. Jen's passion is to get to the root cause of disease and prevent illness. She will also feature guests who are experts in their fields and experiences in all things related to integrative medicine.
Hello, this is Dr. Jen. Welcome back to the Integrative Health Podcast. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe and give a 5-star review and share with your friends. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
Hi, it's Dr. Jen. I decided I'm going to just start doing some of these YouTubes, just talking, some motivation, and hopefully it helps. I have really just noticed the strain on mothers lately, the strain on wives, the strain on women in their late 20s to their late 40s. There's so much hustle, stress, cortisol. And during all of this, we're also having major hormonal changes as we approach and possibly even go through menopause. So it's this perimenopause space where our hormones maybe are not regulated and it's just causing ruckus. So what does this look like? This could look like blood sugar imbalance. So cortisol is going to disrupt our blood sugar and send us on a roller coaster. So this could mean mood swings. This could mean weight gain. This could mean excessive hunger, a lot of different things. And it's kind of like you're chasing your tail, because the more unstable your blood sugar, the more stressed you're going to be. But if you're stressed, it's going to lead to unstable blood sugar. So what you want to do is, you know, maybe fasting, find a fasting window. If you're going to do fasting, don't do it during your luteal phase, that second half of your cycle. That second half of the cycle is not the time to do long fasts or to even start a new diet or start low carb or try carnivore diet. You want to do it in the follicular phase. Okay. So after bleeding, the first day of bleeding is day one. After, you know, usually day 3 or 4, then you go all out till ovulation, and you can try new things. You can maybe do a bone broth fast, overnight fast, water fast. You can push yourself there. You can make gains at the gym, lift really heavy. And it's okay. It's okay to work through that at that time and to push yourself. This would be if you have to do tasks, if you need to get stuff done, that you need motivation to do, schedule it for then. Okay. I was talking to a patient about that. She was scheduling her work wrong, right? She was trying to schedule her tasks during that second half of her cycle, the luteal phase. And then she was doing the more creative stuff during her follicular phase. I'm like, you need to switch those and you're not going to feel as stressed, right? Because if we work with our body, our cycle, we're going to be more in tune with our hormones. So then things are going to flow easier. Okay. And I have really dug into this the last few years, and I've noticed it just takes the pressure off of you, if that makes sense. So let's walk through it a little more. So you have your cycle, start a bleeding. Okay. That starts follicular phase. That's the menses. And those first few days, you're just like, you know, you might be chilling a little bit. Maybe not hitting hard workouts or, you know, being as motivated. But then day 3 or 4, then we start to sometimes 4 or 5 for some people, then you really start to rise up and it's like, go get them. Right. So that is the time that you want to hit those deadlines. You want to make gains in the gym. You're going to be more resistant to stress at this time. So if you need to have hard conversations at work with your spouse, with your kids, okay. Like don't try to have a conversation with your teenage daughter if she's in her luteal phase. Try to find out her cycle. This goes to men listening to, and actually men should be listening to this almost just as much as women. So have those hard conversations then, okay? You don't want to have them later, okay? So work deadlines, meetings, if you need to, you know, get something done you've been putting off, schedule it for then, okay? So that is day about 3 or 4 to ovulation, which is day about 15, 14, 15. ovulation day 14, 15, you're just going to feel like your skin is glowing. You feel pretty. You feel pretty. You look good. You have amazing energy. This is because you're ovulating. And this is when, you know, if you would have, when you have intercourse, this is when fertilization happens. So this is nature. This is how we were created by God to have ovulation. You know, we want to have intercourse with our spouse. We feel pretty, we're glowing. This would be the day if you were going to star in a movie, be on TV, do interviews for podcasts or whatever. This is the day that you would want to do it these days. So that is ovulation. And I also feel ovulation for me. I just feel like I'm go-getting, can hit goals and do really well with that. So then we move into luteal phase. Okay. So when this is my cats, when we're at ovulation, so we're getting the peak of our estrogen there. Okay. So then luteal phase, we're going to be more progesterone dominant. Okay. And then we have our estrogen starting to slowly go down, our progesterone peaks and then goes down again. So luteal phase is when we're going to crave more carbs. So when you are craving those carbs, have them be complex carbs, have them be vegetables, have them be healthy carbs. Okay. This is a harder time to fast. Okay. And we don't really want to push our body as much here. You're not going to see yourself, you know, making huge gains at the gym, and that's okay. So you have to know, like, oh, I'm in luteal phase. Like, I'm still going to go to the gym. It's still very good for me. But if I'm not pushing myself as hard, like, I know why, and that's okay. This is also the time that you will be a little bit more sensitive to things, and that's okay too. And you are aware of it. And you may not want to be super social and going to all the get-togethers and the parties, and you still can, but just be aware that you might just be more introverted at this time. So then the couple days right before your period, that is when you really need to nurture your body, okay? So that's about day 25 to 28, which I'm in right now. And I woke up, I usually fast till lunch. I woke up and I was hungry and I'm like, I'm going to nurture my body and eat. And I had quail eggs and Kerrygold cheese. And then I had Healthology by Dr. Jen, a chai latte with the protein. So then, and I feel great and my energy is great, right? So you need to listen to your body. You need to listen to your body with the flow, okay? And pushing through for women, it's not always good. And I know we have to push through as a working mom with four children, runs her own business and is trying to help teach people and change lives. I feel it. I feel the pressure. I feel the stress sometimes. What do? I do my 4-7-8 breath work or box breathing. I pray. I have been digging into memorizing Bible verses. And I tell you, last week, my husband was out of town. He was on an international trip. I had been just dealing, you know, with work, shuffling the kids around, deadlines for my summit. And I just broke down and cried. And I remember 2 Timothy 1:7, which are my kids and I, it's on the bathroom upstairs. And it really just helped calm me down. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. So that really has been helping me because it gives me peace and it makes me know that I'm not alone, because I feel like in motherhood, we do feel alone sometimes. And I know for me, I'm at baseball games in the spring every night. And even if I wasn't, I wouldn't be going to the bars to drink or, you know, doing those kind of activities. I'm more focused on my family and helping people through my career right now. And that's okay. But I feel that with women right now. I spoke with a woman, she drives an hour north, you know, multiple times a week to take her kid to soccer. And because it's the team that he wants to be on, and that's important for their family. And there's a lot of that going around. I mean, I don't think I've found many women in my office that are in that stage of their life, that family and career stage, that aren't in stress mode, you know? So we really have to bring that back and just recognize that stress. So one helpful thing that I've been doing, I've been using L-theanine. If I feel, so I'll come home from work and now because it's summer, all the kids at once are there and they're all like, wow, mom, where before when it was during the school year, they would trickle in one at a time so I could give them all that attention. So then it's like a rush for dinner and then to get to activities. And we don't want it to be rushed. It's just how it is because I have a lot of kids and it's okay. So I'll take an L-theanine and that will just kind of just chill me out a little bit. And L-theanine, it's an amino acid found in green tea. It's very safe. I love it. I give it to kids too. So I think recognizing like, yeah, like I feel this afternoon stress coming on and then be prepared for it instead of just pushing through it. Okay. Sometimes pushing through it can be damaging. The other thing is gratitude. So when I go to drive my kids to their activities, instead of thinking, oh, I have to do this, I think I get to do this. I get to be the mom that takes my kids to the activities. You know, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for the time in the car with my kids. We put on Christian music, you know, it fills the car. Sometimes I catch my 10-year-old singing it. It makes things better. Now, is every day roses? No. My toddler wouldn't put his shoe on today. Like, we had to carry him to the car and he was screaming, you know, to get to their camp on time. So I don't think that, you know, it's this reality that's perfect all the time and it's not supposed to be, but we also have to realize, so we can't get rid of stress. I think it's a disservice when doctors say, just stress less. No, you can't. Like, that's not a thing. We have to make ourselves more resilient to stress. And if we make ourselves more resilient to stress, it has less effect on our bodies, right? And I know when I go through a season of stress, I've gone through a few, where does the weight come? It comes on my belly. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's getting to me because I'm not practicing care of myself, the non-negotiables. You know, I was up late. I've been slipping on my diet and not eating my vegetables and, you know, focusing on protein first. So you have to constantly analyze this and make sure that you are taking care of yourself, because then you are the best you. You're not going to be explosive. You're not going to be as irritable. Okay. And your hormones are going to be more balanced. So with this, we also have to realize that hormones, other things come into play, you know, our environment, our gut health, you know, like I said, our sleep, our nutrition, and just natural menopause and andropause and then growth hormone declining. So when it comes to those things, that's when it's really important to work with a functional medicine doctor to see what needs repleted, to see what's off, to see what's going on, and to test don't guess on a lot of these things. And hormones can make a big difference. Supplements have been life-changing, diet, changing the gut health. I mean, all of these things I have seen miraculous improvements in PMS, improvements in perimenopause and menopause for patients, and also just things like blood sugar, that abdominal fat, and just in weight changes too. So you can heal. I will say that your body wants to be at homeostasis. Your body wants to heal. But we also have to work with our body and work with those patterns. So you might want to go back and listen to me going through the cycle and kind of tapping into that. And I am not a big component of taking out organs, because we were given organs by God for a reason. So when you, and I have found this again and again with women, you know, you take out their uterus, a hysterectomy, full or partial, or heavy bleeding, it doesn't fix the problem. It doesn't fix what's happening to estrogen in the body that you're not detoxing estrogen properly, and it's just going to come up in a different way. So, you know, we always want to look through this a different way. So when we look at estrogen detox, first of all, we want to make sure our liver is functioning well. So I really like, for this, I3C DIM could be helpful. I just like liver aid that has good herbs in it, like milk thistle, dandelion root, and artichoke root. Also, we want to make sure our gut is eliminating the estrogens and not reconjugating them and putting them back in. So estrogen metabolism, liver is important, gut is important, and also certain SNPs or simple genetic enzymes like COMT. So if you have SNPs in them, sometimes that can slow things down. So what do? You support the other pathways. So sometimes also xenoestrogens can play a role, and that can cause like an estrogen dominance. When we talk about estrogen dominance, that's we're not detoxing the bad estrogens out, and that is causing a relatively high estrogen towards progesterone. Even if your progesterone is normal, you could still have estrogen dominance. But we are seeing lower and lower progesterone levels in women, and a lot of this could be the estrogen dominance. It could also be due to cortisol and stress and that adrenal access. And then when we talk about adrenal access, that plays a role in the thyroid too. So all of this is, it's like a car. It's a beautiful car, all the moving parts working together, right? When we go to a mechanic, they have to look at the whole car to see what's going on. They don't always know exactly one area that is wrong. They need to do a whole evaluation of the car. And you don't go to specific car mechanics, right? Oh, this car mechanic's for the tires. This one's for the muffler. This one's for the engine. And this one's for the windshields. No, you go to one car mechanic and they know the car and how it should be running together. Unfortunately, with conventional medicine, what do? We go to all these different specialists, which is helpful with specific cases. But the problem is that we don't have that one person anymore looking at the whole person and the whole body. And that's kind of what integrative medicine and functional medicine does, is we take in all the parts, okay, mind, body, all of it. And if you don't look at the whole forest, you're missing so much. And what happens? Patients don't get better. So that is a very important part. So I just wanted to go through all of that. It's been something that's been on my mind. And I know a lot of women are suffering because I talk to them about it every day. So I hope you enjoyed. If this was helpful, please share this with your friends, with your husband too, so they understand your cycle a little bit better. And then if you have any other ideas for guests, for topics, please let me know. And I have so much fun just sharing and interviewing people that I never would have thought of unless it's suggested. So thank you so much for your support.
This podcast is created and hosted by Jen Flegar and is for informational purposes only. It is not medical advice. This podcast disclaims responsibility for adverse effects from use of information contained in this podcast. This podcast does not promote opinions of their guests as their own and does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests of the show or endorse any qualifications for the guests of this podcast. Guests may have financial disclosures. If you think you have a medical problem, consult your personal physician or team. Thank you for joining.